I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now,
Kyle Williams joins Shope and the Bulldog. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living by Northtown Automotive. Sales, service, and selection to the nth degree. That's Northtown. By Computer Search Payroll Services, Buffalo's payroll service with Buffalo prices. And by Arthur Pressman, Western New York's traffic attorney. Your ticket to justice.com.
Welcome back. The Bills over the Vikings decisively yesterday. Wow. 27-6, the final score. Buffalo Bills Football Monday with us, Mike Shope and the Bulldog here on WGR, joined by Bills defensive tackle Kyle Williams. Kyle, how are you feeling today?
Good, guys. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Great. So, how are you going into games like this where your team is a big underdog? Are you someone where that motivates you, or do you maybe just not even know it? How do you do that?
Well, you know, I think that for me, I don't really hear the outside. I don't kind of let it infiltrate my mind. Try the best I can not to let it get inside our locker room. You know, I think we've got a good group of veteran leaders who try to maintain an even keel. You know, win, lose, or draw, try to maintain the middle. You know, kind of a homeostasis, if you will, and just say, hey, you know, we're going to plug away. 1 week at a time, not get too high and get too low. And we know the thing that's going to make the difference is our preparation this week.
Do you hear any scuttlebutt around the room, whether you try not to let it in? Does it still sometimes get there, either in this week leading up to this game, or are there other examples through your career where you've kind of had to pull guys aside and say, like, hey, look, man, nobody wants to hear how we're supposed to get our asses kicked on Sunday.
Yeah, I guess it depends individually and guys. You know, I've never really been one for it. Just personality-wise, I know that, you know, all that matters is your preparation and how you perform on the field. You know, you can't, you know, allow things, you know, coming at you that are just, you know, kind of clutter or mental clutter or outside things that really don't matter and they don't have any bearing on your performance. You know, so I guess it'd be an individual thing, but more than anything is, you know, I guess you listen. If you hear things, people mention things, that's when you may say something. But, you know, really haven't heard anything about it. Like I said, we've got a strong group of guys in the locker room and says, hey, you know, listen, we have the way that we prepare. We're just going to continue to get better. And things we think will, you know, correct themselves. And we'll just work to get better every day and see how it shakes out.
So this game gets going, Kyle, and pretty early, you guys up front are winning at the line of scrimmage, and it turns out to be a day where they're throwing on almost every play, and, you know, just it was an outstanding day for your group. When might it have occurred to you yesterday that it was like, hey, this is going well, or what we're doing, what we plan on is working? Like, is that something that you were thinking about early in the game, or maybe not for a while?
Well, I think when we looked at film, we saw that if we could stay ahead of the sticks, like if we could get them, if we could win on early downs, first down, second down, and get them third and five or more, you know, we had some things that we could take advantage of. You know, we were able to do that. You know, they got behind in the game. We knocked a couple of runs out early, got a couple three and outs and some turnovers, and really kind of turned it into a one-sided game where we could really pin our ears back and go.
The those matchups, I mean, you know, all over the place. Like you beat a guy clean for a sack. Jerry only got credited with one sack, Jerry Hughes, but man, like it was one of those days where it almost looked like Kyle, he could do whatever he wanted.
Sure.
Like how, this is a team that's a good team that's thought to be a Super Bowl type contender. And I mean, that's just, I don't know, is that credit to Jerry that he's able to exploit the left tackle on a team that's thought of that highly?
I think the main thing is what we talk about is when you get your one-on-one matchups, that's when you have to make hay or when you have to deliver. Now, You know, some games, you know, a guy like Jerry or me or other guys, I mean, it could be any guys, well, you may only get five, or, you know, you may only get 10, or sometimes you may only get two. You know, the number just, it doesn't really, it doesn't matter. You don't really know. We always say, hey, we don't decide who gets the sacks. The offensive coordinator for the other team does, depending on how he wants to block us. And I think the main thing is that when we rush well, you can give tons of credit to those guys behind us, the way that they cover. Because the difference between a clean win and the ball out of your hands and then getting a hit or getting a sack are so small. The time ratio in that is tenths of seconds. It's not, you know, 2, 3, 4 seconds. I mean, it's literally tenths of seconds. So anytime we have big days, those guys behind us are playing their tail off.
You did have a sack yourself in the game yesterday. That's 1.5 for the season and 45 for your career. Do you have a favorite?
None that I can think of.
No?
I would think that any on Brady are always pretty sweet because he's so hard to get down because of, you know, like we talked about earlier, how he gets rid of the ball and different things like that. So, I had a bet years ago with Jairus Byrd one year that if I got to 10 that I wouldn't do the Ric Flair dance after I got the 10th one, and I did it out here at home against the Dolphins. So that was kind of fun. We had fun with that. So there's lots of things to remember. But I think the main thing you remember is, like, hey, celebrating with your teammates, you know, and enjoying, you know, when I get one or when Jerry gets one, and how, you know, we really all kind of feed off of one another and just, you know, just kind of relish playing together.
Right. And to that, maybe yesterday ranks really high for a win. Like, of course, I'm not a player, but I'm thinking if I were one on that team, that would have been especially satisfying. Maybe it isn't about what the point spread was, Kyle, but it might have been about the first 2 weeks and just how things were feeling. And to go there and win, I mean, that had to be I'm assuming that was a really satisfying win.
Well, I think the main thing is you're going to play a team that was, you know, looked at as a Super Bowl team, a contending team, a playoff team from the year before, a top defense, with a high-end quarterback who we've seen do some really good things on film, and knowing that we had to go out and we had to execute and do our job to the best of our ability, you know, to have an opportunity to win the football game. And the way things shook out with, you know, offense going down and scoring, getting a couple of early turnovers, you know, we were able to flip the game and kind of put it in our hands, and it worked out great. But, you know, they're all satisfying. Really, they are. You know, it's hard. This is such a competitive league. There's so many great players. If you watch, you know, games on Sunday, I mean, teams go up, teams go down, teams win who, you know, pundits think shouldn't have, and teams that they have favored lose, you know, by, you know, two touchdowns. It's just the parity in this league is unmatched, and I think that's what makes it great.
Kyle Williams on the AT&T hotline with us here, part of Buffalo Bills Football Monday. So Josh Allen hurdled a guy, Kyle. I'm sure you heard about it. Is that something that you're aware of? Like, did you see that play happen? Like, when it happened, did you know that your rookie quarterback had jumped over a 6'4" or 5" linebacker?
Yeah, you know, I saw it happen, you know, from the sideline. So you're watching and you're like, oh, he's running. Okay, oh, my God. And then you're like, okay, hey, that was really awesome. It was cool. Don't ever do that again. You know, that was kind of the reaction of, I would say, most of the people on the sideline. Like, hey, great, you got that out of your system. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, I think I said something along the lines of, that was awesome and he didn't die.
Yeah.
So, like, good job.
Yeah, a little bit like snake handling the first time. Oh, I played with it. Hey, I'm done. I didn't get bit. I'm not going to go back and do that again. I survived the first round. Don't do that again.
Check the box. That's it.
Right. How meaningful is it to watch a guy, I guess any guy, but in this case, you know how the league works. There's a lot of hopes and dreams tied up in Josh Allen. He's the next one. He's the franchise quarterback, the 7th overall pick. So he's maybe just not any guy. To see him give that much in an effort to just pick up a first down, like, does that resonate with the team? Like, does that lift spirits, or is it just like another play?
I think that kind of effort resonates with everyone. And you can really pinpoint guys all across the roster that are doing things like that. You look at Taiwan Jones on special teams. You look at, you know, Lorenzo Alexander, things he does. Matt Milano. And, I mean, you literally could go on and on and on. you know, guys see that type of energy, see that kind of effort, and they feed off of it. You know, people like to call it a lot of different things. Is it passion? Is it energy? Is it juice? Whatever it may be. When you play like that, it's infectious within a team. And we talk about playing that way. And the reason we play that way is for the guys around us. The guys that have put in the kind of work that we have, the guys that you've been side by side with, like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna honor the work that you put in with me by the way that I perform and the effort I play with today.
Sorry, Kyle. Is that play? So you get somebody jumps over you on a play. Is that embarrassing to the defensive player?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, if you play long enough, you're gonna get knocked down. If somebody's gonna run you over, somebody's gonna jump over you. You know, those guys. We used to have a saying in college: "Hey, these cats are on scholarship too." Well, these guys are under contract too. These are professional football players. They have athletic ability. They have speed, power, size, all those kinds of things. So that's the reason we talk so much about fundamentals, sticking together, doing those sorts of things, because individual talent, you know, there's tons and tons and tons of it all across the field.
Has anyone ever hurdled you?
I'm asking that next, too.
I can't be sure. I'm sure that they have. I'm probably a heck of a lot easier to hurdle than Barr is. I'm a little bit shorter than 6'4".
I mean, if it ever were to be embarrassing, the quarterback doing it might have been the occasion for it. And so who was the last guy you jumped over in your life?
I play leapfrog every Tuesday with my son. So right. That's right. That's probably about the only guys I can jump over at this point.
Still good. All right. Well, this is it was a great day for the Bills, obviously. Now you have Green Bay right back on the road to the Midwest. And Aaron Rodgers, you've played there once in your career. Is it special?
Yeah, it's a really neat place. I think for guys that have they've never been there, it's a neat experience. It's a fun experience. But at the same time, we're going over there for a purpose and for a reason. And we've got a big week of preparation in front of us because, you know, that guy's one of the best to ever do it. So we have to be on our P's and Q's.
Have you spent any time with Aaron Rodgers off the field?
We've passed here and there occasionally. Nothing, no real time together.
Do you get excited that it's a grass field? Do you like that?
I really don't pay much attention to it. I think the only time that you would see it is if we had some kind of bad weather, some kind of rain. Something like that, where on the day of the game, where, you know, maybe the field gets a little soft and things like that, where you have to change your attire, like your cleats, stuff like that. But other than that, don't pay much attention to it.
Okay. I wondered, like, it seems like players would prefer the grass, but maybe the other fields are so, what, are they a lot better than they used to be?
Well, I mean, you have good fields and bad fields. They kind of up and down. And, you know, I think on Mondays, you know, you appreciate a grass field a little bit more. You know, maybe that back's not quite as stiff. Maybe those hips and knees aren't quite as stiff and sore. But you know, at the same time, on Sunday when you're out there going, you really don't pay it much attention. You know, you're out there getting after it. And when the adrenaline comes down, you're going, hey, you know, maybe I would have preferred a grass field today.
Mm-hmm.
Last time you guys saw Rodgers, you guys had it was a very memorable win here late in the season, home game, and the defense had a very good day that day. It's a very different team. I mean, you and Jerry are still here. Mario and Marcel Darius were a part of that. At least I think both of them played. I know Mario had a big sack late in that game. Rodgers, maybe as someone to be pursuing and trying to contain, I mean, is he as good as anyone at extending plays?
He is. The way that he can subtly move in the pocket, I think the great thing about him is he can get outside and create separation from guys to throw the ball down the field, or he can move subtly in the pocket to make, you know, precision throws. So, you know, you have to be prepared for everything. He really can do a lot of different things. He can hurt you a lot of different ways. That's the reason I talked about our preparation for the week. It really has to be on point. It has to be even better than last week. You know, so we have to just continue to build. And like I said earlier, I mean, you're playing one of the guys that's easily identified as one of the best to do it. So there's a lot of work that goes involved to getting ready for a guy like that.
Right on. All right. Will you watch the game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to watch my man Fitz. I'm hoping they win and see what kind of outfit he wears in the post game.
Well, do you stay up for the whole game?
Oh, now that's a 50-50 deal there. I don't know. I might have to look up his post-game press conference to win. I think he might just come out in a bow tie this week. You never can tell with Fitz.
Bulldog, Kyle Williams is 35. Like, is that about the age you stopped watching the end of Monday Night Football?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it came in about the fourth kid is really when it kicked in for me.
Right.
You know, it goes by quarters, and then as a kid, you know, one, two, I could still handle making it the whole game, and then past that, you know, I'm not really going to make it all the way.
It's not necessarily by age. It's by number of children. And I read today that Fitzpatrick is expecting his seventh.
He is.
Pretty good.
He is a braver man than I.
That's a nice number right there.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Kyle. Congratulations, and we look forward to our chat next Monday.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Have a good week. Kyle Williams' appearance here on WGR brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living. By Northtown Automotive, sales, service, and selection to the nth degree. That's Northtown. By Computer Search Payroll Services, Buffalo's payroll service with Buffalo prices. And by Arthur Pressman, Western New York's traffic attorney, yourtickettojustice.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.